You know, it's been a wonderful blessing for these last few years to do these online services because it gives me an opportunity to share my thoughts. But I've been thinking, and I've been thinking a lot, that sometimes maybe we just got to focus on some of the simpler things and not rely on a lot of the stuff and the teaching and the different things like that. Just focus on the God of light. Now, when I had my ministry on the radio, the Word is the way to life. The Word being Jesus is the way to life. So, on my radio ministry program, I used excerpts from Our Daily Bread, which we have that we give out here at church, Our Daily Bread. But the other one that we have is called The Upper Room. Now, the Our Daily Bread, you get those. You can get them sent to your home free of charge. And when you get it sent to your house, you get a little devotion. And on the devotion pages for that particular day, it gives you the scripture. It prints out the full scripture, gives you commentary, and a theological perspective, or even sometimes it is a personal witness from the writer, but for the most part, it's a professional theologian that shares the stuff in Our Daily Bread. What I like about The Upper Room is The Upper Room is written by just regular old lay people, and which is really neat. I think it gives you a different perspective. I know a lot of you get The Upper Room, and you pick it up at church, and we have a large print edition and whatever. And if you ever need those and you can't get to church, give Phil or myself a call, and we'll mail you one. It's really cool. So for this particular time of the year, we're in the season called Lent, building up to Resurrection Sunday. I thought what I would do, since this is March the 3rd, is look at the Upper Room and the devotion for March the 3rd, 2024. And the theme on this one is the God of Light. And it tells you to read Isaiah 58, 6 through 12. And then it also gives you a psalm. Psalm 68, verse 3. It says, "Let the righteous be joyful, and let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy." This is the devotion written by a layperson by the name of Kelly DeSouthless Estes, and she lives in Virginia. This is what it said. "I stared at the calendar, and my heart sank. Years before, on the first day of spring, my son had died unexpectedly. This year, the anniversary of his death fell on a Sunday, and although I wanted to stay home, God urged me to go to church. During the children's time in the worship service, the leader used a flashlight to teach the children about sharing Jesus' light with others. Memories of my son in Sunday school came flooding back. And as the children left the sanctuary, one little boy skipped towards the door, shouting, 'This will be amazing!' After a few giggles, the congregation turned their attention back to the pastor. But I kept thinking about the boy. Though the excitement in his voice and the spring in his step, the light of Jesus spread into my heart. It's sometimes easy for despair to douse the light of Jesus. I had arrived at the church feeling low. However, God helped me realize that sharing the light of Christ with others is a way of honoring my son. On my walk that afternoon, birds sang, flowers bloomed, and I collected empty cans in the road to recycle as my son would have done. Shining through the dense gray clouds were streams of sunlight. That little boy was right. This day was amazing." And this is the prayer. God of light, we thank you. Continue to illuminate our hearts and brighten our spirits. Help us to serve you better. In your son's name we pray. Amen. And the prayer focus came as a focus on children in our community. Well, we do have a lot of people that we focus on. You know, we had a lot of children that would come into the church, and we had a great youth ministry, not to mention names, but We had a lot of volunteers, and things changed when COVID came. So we want to pray a special prayer for the ones that are on our prayer list and so forth as we pray a prayer of intercession for them. Pray for the children in our neighborhood that somehow or another the Holy Spirit will draw them back to church. Just so many things that we can pray about. You know, one of the most beautiful things about prayer, you don't need a preacher, you don't need a priest, you don't need anybody. You don't need an 800 number. You don't have to call different ministries and say, hey, pray for me. No, what you do is you learn to talk to God for yourself. And that's what we try to encourage people to do. We say, can I really talk to God? Yeah, remember when the disciples were traveling with Jesus and at the end of the day they stopped, built a campfire, they ate, and Jesus always wandered off by himself afterwards, and they were puzzled. So when he came back to the group, they said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we eat? And he said, well, you know, guys, I'm like you. I'm in the flesh. I'm God, you know, but I'm in the flesh, and I get hungry, so we eat. And then I also need to have a little bit of time of rest, so I go off by myself and rest, and then I talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. Can we do that? Yeah, Jesus said you can talk directly to the Father. And he gave him a prayer that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer. And this is what it says as we pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen. Well, I think maybe we'll be doing some more things from our daily bread in the upper room. I think it's a wonderful way to focus. And yeah, sometimes my thoughts and different things, you might not be interested in my thoughts. So I think it's a good way to expand this little time online of Pastor's Thoughts. Well, God loves you, and so do I. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.